is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands when you teach the children.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. I'm here tonight as your single co-host. My trusted co-host, Mr. Dukes, is on the road tonight. But my talented engineer, Mr. Matt, is here. Matt, how you doing this evening?
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm good here, Gene. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine.
All right.
Okay. For those of you not familiar with the show, we have a clip or two that we're going to play for you. And so, Matt, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
All right, I guess we're back. Are we back, Matt?
We are.
All right. So, tonight's show for you entrepreneurs, beginning entrepreneurs. Let's assume that you got your company thought, you're starting to put your company together, you fill out all the paperwork, registered your business, and you get to a point to where you are getting tired of doing all the work. And so, you start thinking about how can you get some additional help, which means some bodies, and how do you begin to hire people? So tonight I'm going to talk about getting that first employee. What do you need to do to be in place in order to get that first employee? And there are six steps I'm going to go through that tell you how to get that first person, that first one that you're going to work with, and what do you need to do in terms of putting that structure in place so that you can now begin to duplicate you and pass on responsibilities. But the first one is probably the ones that's the most challenging, because that's the one that you've got to look at. How are you going to do it? Anyway, so I'm going to give you a few tips like that. But for those of you not so much familiar with the show, our show is live on Facebook and YouTube. And if you have any questions or comments on how you got your first employee, I would definitely welcome that. The number should be right in front of you, 727-441-3000. But any tips that you could share on what you did to get your first employee? That would be what would be most helpful, because probably each of us would do it a little differently. And it's important to know the differences, because we all, in most cases, we're all different humans. That's number one. So, however, our product or service is going to be different because it's ours. So thinking about how can you get that first employee is what I'm going to talk about. And I will welcome any of your comments or thoughts or questions, because this is about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. And so the last thing I want to be is the one that you think knows it all, because I am in the beginning stages in a sense. And I can share my stories, but I know there are more experiences coming that I will learn, so I can begin to share that as well. But that's what we're going to be doing. And so I'd like to have you just think about that. How did you get your first employee? That's going to be the topic tonight. How did you get it? I'm going to go through 6 steps that I've found that I got an article on the internet. So you can go out on the internet. There's zillions of topics and statements from other individuals who have done it. And so I've decided to select one of them and to add in my own all at the same time. So that's what I'd like to have you think about. So imagine you now have a business or a thought for a business, and you get to a point to where you are thinking about getting some additional help. Yes, I know Matt's back there looking at me like he doesn't know. But Matt, I'd like to have you think about possibly one day you may go into your own business.
Right.
And you may have some thoughts or questions that you may want to throw out to me or the audience. But once you get past your steps, what do you think you need to do in terms of getting your first employee?
Well, it depends on what department I'm looking to be able to fill first. Because there's so many different aspects to it. There's payroll, HR.
I'm going to cover a little bit of all of that.
Yeah, you know, the actual employee base, depending on what industry I'm working in.
Right, but think about the one you want to be in, because it's yours.
All right.
Okay. Well, just think about that.
Sure.
But feel free to add your thoughts based on your experiences of how you can think of how others may have done it as well, because it's just you and I. But again, I've invited others to feel free to give us a call here at 727-441-3000. Now, since I mentioned that, if you choose to send me an email, my email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Feel free to shoot us your questions or your comments so that you have a way of communicating with me, and that's what I'd like to have you do. And these shows are also archived, and so once a show has finished, it gets archived, and you can go out to the website and look at all of the past shows, the past videos, podcasts, and all of that. So I'd like to have you think about that. All the past shows, most of the past shows, they're available out on YouTube and Facebook. And so you can go out and look at them. They're not labeled in terms of the particular topic, but in my case, the title of the show should appear, and the topic happens once you get into the show. And so you could think about the topic. But we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. This is Gene Hodge here. We're talking about 6 steps for you getting your first employee. And we'll be right back and get started.
We'll be right back. Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
What happens is that at some point along the way, the going's going to get tough. You might feel overwhelmed. You may want to give it up. There's no telling what it might be, but hopefully you've gone through some rough times, because that's when the learning happens. And I'd be interested in knowing how you got past it, because I believe that based on where I'm trying to go, I'm not totally there yet. And so there are still some rough edges that I've got to figure out a way to get over or get around. But that's when you're getting close to getting everything done. So tonight, I want you to think about, you have your thought for your business. You've gotten as far as registering your business or looking at what you got to do in your business. Maybe your product or service is pretty much in place, and you're out there trying to do it yourself, and you find out that you need some help. And so I'm going to give you six steps of hiring, how to hire that first person, and what you should look for or plan to do with that first person, because that's the person that's got to step into whatever you have created. And I'm going to say this right boldly up front: don't expect that first person to know anything about how you want to do it. So that's what I'm going to say. Don't expect that person to know how you want it done. And so because it's your business. And I say that because I like to have you think about some trainings that may have come from other training programs or educational institutions or individuals say, I know how to do it because I've done it. The only question is have they done it the way you envision it? So part of the step of getting that first person is you telling the person, explaining to the person your vision for what you do, where you want it going, and why you need the help. So the first thing I'm going to just say is written down here, though: make sure you need the help. Okay, there's a difference between wanting help and needing help. Wanting help is when you get to the point that I believe when you start thinking about, you wish you had more hands, more heads, and you wish you weren't running around trying to fill all of what you've created. But needing help is when you have deadlines to meet or commitments that you made to other people that now you got to figure out a way to deliver. That's going to have a lot to do with your credibility. And so you need to make sure that you do need the help, because you got to put them to work. You have to have something for them to do. Now, one of the things that's not in this article that I picked up, and it may be there for a reason, but I'm going to make a statement that says you've got to train that person to do what you would like to have it, how you want it done. You also have to be willing to allow that person to make mistakes. And you also need to be willing to let the individual tell you how they would do it, and give them an opportunity to demonstrate getting it done, because you have an idea, but you need the help. So I'd like to have you think about make sure that you need someone, so that when you do get them, you put them to work in the areas that you want them to work. Don't expect them to know everything, because you don't know everything. So find individuals that you feel are coachable, trainable, and you yourself may become the student, because you may have to watch someone else do what you need done because you don't know how to do it. And so but that's the first step, is to make sure that you need the help. And that happens both for whatever type of business that you're putting together. Think about, do you really need the help now? Because if you don't need it now, you can plan to get it, but do you need it now? Because you may have to set aside some time to go get help instead of continuing to work and not finding the help. So something's got to give there. And so I'd like to have you just think about asking yourself, do you really need the help? And if the answer is yes, then what are you going to do to get some help? And you may want to think about, how much help do you need? So you may want to write it down, the tasks you want done, need done. That may help you to identify the type of help you need right away versus the help you're going to need a little later. But think about those types of things, is, do you really need it, and in what areas do you need it? But I'm just going to say it as I started out earlier. Don't expect that individual to know what to do.
You got to be able to prep. Like, I say this all the time with working with certain businesses. Like, now for me, my two jobs is, I work here at the radio station, and I also work at a hotel.
Really?
Out on the beach. Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I do both. So I'm here like 4 days a week at the radio station, and I'm working two more days a week over at a hotel on the beach. And I said this to the people I work with on the beach, and I say this to the people I work with here at the station. I want to try to know, and this is coming from the other side of it, because you're thinking of this from the person starting the business. I'm thinking of this from the other side, from the employee perspective.
Okay.
I want to try to learn as much of the business as I can, so that way... what I mean is, so if I decide to run my own business and I want to run my own radio station, I know what I'm doing from having worked here.
True.
Now, so that's helping you kind of become more valuable in the long run, I think.
Well, I'm going to give you a couple of my tips.
Sure.
Okay. Since it's you, it's based on what would you like to do in the future. That's number one.
Okay.
And what are you bringing to the job based on what you already know?
Well,
what are you bringing to it?
Well, if you're asking me directly, what I want to do in the future, you're looking at it.
Okay.
This is it. I want to work in radio. That's all I've wanted to do now, since I was in middle school.
Okay. Now, do you want to work in radio, or do you want to own the radio station?
Honestly, I wouldn't mind considering doing both if the opportunity arose to own my own station and I can
do it. Okay. Do you want to have your own show?
Absolutely. That's the end goal.
Okay. Do you think you can sit back there and sit out here too?
Well, I've seen shows where I could control. I used to do this in college, where I would be able to run the board, set up the commercials, and take phone calls all at the same time in the hour I had at the radio station, because college radio is, a little different than what you hear on our airwaves, because on our airwaves, usually there's somebody sitting where, and we're pulling back the curtain a little on radio here, usually if somebody sitting where Gene is, that's literally all they're doing is just talking and hosting the show. And on the other side of the glass, as we like to say in the business, is somebody sitting where I am, which is, I'm staring at a control board that runs the commercials, the music, whatever you hear off like YouTube or Twitter, answering your phone calls. I'm the one doing all that, so that way the host's job is to focus on doing that, just hosting the show.
Okay.
But college radio, you have to do all of that at the exact same time you're hosting the show, you're setting the commercials up, you have YouTube clips set up, and you're trying to run all of it at the exact same time while you're talking for an hour.
Great. Well, that's a great experience to go through. And I would say that when it comes to something like that, the best thing you could do is to do all of those things. So at least you have an idea of what it is that you know how to do.
Oh, yeah.
And so anything additional to that becomes training for you. That's number one.
Right.
But probably even more important is you recognizing that behind the scenes of all stars that are out front,
there's like 15 people, or 20 people behind the scenes doing
exactly
it.
Exactly. There are 15, 20, 30 people behind the scenes making everything work. And so I've said this on this show a few times in the past about, think about being in a play at school or being in a band. Anything that has to do whereby you are part of a team and you support whoever the other person is. And so in most cases, people who sing, dance, all that sort of stuff, there are tons of people in the background that you never see. And their role is to do their part in order to make you look good out there. But thinking you're doing it, but for people who say this person is doing all of this by themselves, I'm going to say it doesn't work that way. It works with a team of people who are all behind the scenes. Their job is to put you out front because that's where you're supposed to be.
Exactly. And I say this all the time. It takes a village. There's an old adage. It takes a village to raise a child, right? It takes a village here at the radio station to be able to run shows such as yours and everything else you hear on the Tan Talk Radio Network. It does the same thing with an entrepreneur and running your own business. You started. It's your idea. This is your child, basically, starting your own business. And you need to be able to find the right people in the village to help you raise said child. So let's say, for sake of argument, I want to start my own used car lot, right?
Okay.
And I want to eventually expand it into a franchise. Because I know here in Clearwater, I've seen a bunch of small car dealers, like independently owned used car lots. And then just down the street, I'll see, for the sake of argument, a gigantic Toyota dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So to be able to get that used car lot, to be able to compete with the Toyota dealership down the street, it's going to take a small village to help raise that used car lot to get close to the level of that Toyota dealership.
Now,
makes sense?
It makes sense, but you missed something that I caught.
Okay.
And then, I'm not going to say you missed it.
What's that?
But before you even had thought of starting a car lot,
right?
What would that person have that says, this is something I'd like to do? That's number one. Number two is, what do I know how to do that I can bring to help start what I'd like to do?
If you have a passion for cars, whether it's fixing them or selling them, that's your starting point.
Okay, I understand. Okay, let's just say that that's where you start.
Okay.
But you find out you need help because you're not good at sales. You're not good at math. You're not good at putting numbers together.
I know how to fix the cars. I just can't go out and sell them.
Okay.
So
how did you learn how to fix the car?
I grew up working on cars with my dad, let's say.
Right. So that's what I wanted. That's what I want the entrepreneur to think about. Entrepreneurs just don't guess. They think of something that they know how to do, feel they could do better, or see a need that they would like to fill, and they get started.
Right.
That's how all things happen. So it's important to know that entrepreneurs start something because they vision something, they see a problem that could be solved, and they see how they can do it. But they start by looking in the mirror. What do they know so far, and where do they want to go in terms of getting started?
Right.
So that's the purpose of getting to the point where you say, how do I get the help? And how do I get, in some cases, how do I get the knowledge or training, which means you may choose to go take a job working under someone for the whole purpose of gaining what you need to know to get started in your own business. Just something to think about. So
Right on.
Anyway, but before I do that, there's six things we need to talk about. We're still on number one. Why do you need help? But we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors, and I'll be right back giving out information on six steps for you to go through when getting hiring your first employee. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. Thinking about starting your own business? Then you need to listen to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. There's nothing more rewarding than starting your own business. Gene and Mr. Dukes will bring you tips and advice from themselves and other entrepreneurs that will help you get started. Have you already started your own business? Then call in and share your story to help other entrepreneurs. That's the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Money, which I think most people want some.
Yeah, everybody wants money. That's
everybody
what it's all about.
Most people do, and my partner over there says everybody. But that's okay. We all want more. Let's settle on that. How does that sound?
Well, hey, works for me. That's sound logic right there.
Okay. But anyway, I'm going through six steps that entrepreneurs need in order to hire their first employee. We went to number one. Number one was just, do you need to help? To really look at yourself and think about, do you really need to help? And can you now get to a point where you say, I cannot function on my own, I need help? Okay, the second thing is to know your numbers. Know whether you have cash to pay for a new employee. Okay, knowing whether you have the dollars, because they're probably going to want something. And if it's not dollars you have, then what else can you offer to give them in order to get the help that you need? Okay, there are several things that you could offer to give them. One is you can offer to give them a position, provided you get to a certain point. Because now you have a worker who knows your system, can do your system, and they can do your system without you. And so now you have someone that knows a side of your business whereby you could hire them. In return, they end up getting a job. But it wouldn't be a job if they're doing what they like. They'll be doing something that makes them productive because you allow them to grow. So there are some strategies, but the numbers must be, how much do you want to pay them? And depending on the type of job it is, are you going to pay the other things that come along with it, things like Social Security and the Medicare and the payroll taxes that come along with most jobs? Make sure that you count all of that as being part of the dollars that you've got to pay out sooner or later. Okay, so knowing those numbers, can you afford to hire one employee, and for how long? And that according to that can't be planned. That has to be based on how much production do you get, how much responsibility have you given to that new person that can handle those responsibilities? Because now you have a working body by which you may actually begin to generate some money. So now that you have money to pay them a certain wage, as well as the other legal things that you got to go through. So think about the numbers. If you need two people, think of two, depending on your financing and what your numbers are. But think about that first employee. Now, it could be employees, but then you got two or more people to work with, and it's something that you should think about. Do you want to turn over some of your responsibilities so that person now has created a position that can handle certain responsibilities whereby they can help you now add on additional workers? Okay, so think about it. It's just the first one that you got to get through. The first one's probably the most difficult because that's the one that you've got to somehow help them see a future working with you, or help to give them something such as the skill or a level of experience whereby they're contributing to you. And the goal is that you want to be able to hire that employee. But also, don't think that employee is going to be the right employee. It's right for you, but they also have a mind of their own. They have a future, a career that they're looking at, and they're looking at a way of, can they get something from you that helps them to go to where to go on to where they're going? So just basically think about your own background. How did you get to a point of wanting to start your own business, having some level of knowledge and something whereby you want to start a business? So put yourself in those shoes. Can you offer that employee something that will allow them to say, if I can get this, I can grow with this company. If I can get this, I can take it and go someplace else? Because you don't know what's in their mind. But that's part of knowing how to pay that first employee. And how can you give them raises? How can you give them something that says, you're doing what I want you to do, and you're doing better than I thought, so I'm going to offer you a little bit more? Because that's going to help you to build your workforce. Okay, the more people that you have, that first employee, the more they can duplicate, take away tasks away from you so that you're not trying to do it all. That opens the door for you now to begin to add on to your business or your company. Anyway, so think about that. The third thing, is find professional support. If you have the dollars, if you have the financing, then there are lots of other professionals out there that specialize. They're good at what they do. And if you can afford to do it, then hire those workers that become part of your team. It could be people like attorneys or bookkeepers or accountants or a hiring type of manager or HR consultant, depending on how you want to start your company. But these are tasks that somebody's got to do. And the question is, can you put a team together that will allow you to get the professional knowledge that you need so that their responsibilities stay theirs and you basically delegate or handle it out? Now, if you don't have the dollars, then you still got to figure out a way to find a way of getting professional help. There are some organizations out there that will give you some professional help at no cost for a time limit. There's some not-for-profit organizations that may do that. There are colleges and universities or business schools that may offer to do that with some of their interns. Anyway, so there are some ways of looking at how can you get the expertise that you need that's in an area that you're not familiar with, but you can actually build a team and offer opportunities for them to create positions doing the things that you really need to have a team for. Anyway, so just think about that, because in terms of as far as an attorney, there's a bunch of wannabe attorneys, attorneys that have gone through some sort of educational process, looking to get some experience now. And there's some not-for-profit organizations. There's ways of getting attorneys, ways of getting bookkeepers. There's a lot of software that will handle book care for you, provided you understand bookkeeping. It's nice to have some software do these things, and which they will. The difference is if you don't understand what the software is doing, then there's a problem. There's software that will handle some of these functions for you, but you've got to know what's happening within the function. Accountants, there's a lot of accountants that are out there that can count the dollars. Everyone is good at something, and it's important for you to recognize individuals that like doing what they do, and they're just looking for a way to do it, as well as make an income or get a start in order to build some sort of reputation, because they're good at what they like doing, but they're not good at everything. But neither are you. So it's important to look at what do you need on your team? Because I'd like to have you really think about that. Now that's okay. So I've gone through three right now. Make sure that you need to help, know the numbers in terms of what do you want to pay and the other things that you got to worry about, such as the taxes and the payroll and Medicare, those types of things that go into the type of business that you might have. And then number three, in order to build your team, get professional support if you can get it, because there are lots of resources out there whereby you can get some at no cost for a time limit. But it's just a matter of going out there, looking, asking some questions about ways of building that team. And if you got any of those thoughts or answers, again, feel free to call the show, share that knowledge, because it's knowledge that I could use, but so could many of our listeners now and in the future. But that's the whole purpose. And number four, they set up some sort of payroll and accounting systems. Okay, so I just got you mentioning some of the software systems that are out there, but set up some of your. There are lots of software that would handle a lot of your payroll, provided you understand payroll, or you could find someone that has the training, but they need something to use. They need some real stuff in order to take their knowledge and put it into something that's really real. Instead of the things that they may have gotten in some school or classroom in exercise, they need real data to work with a real possible firm. And so there are individuals out there that know systems. And many business schools, colleges, community colleges, I don't think they call them community colleges anymore, but colleges and places of education where people go get learning on these areas. And so sometimes a visit to find out what the students are learning, sometimes a phone call, you may be able to pick up some individuals that are looking for employment, that are looking to demonstrate what they know how to do. And that's where you come in to understand that you might know some of what they do, you might know what you want, and the key is, can you get what you want and possibly learn from someone, because we're all good at something. We're not good in all areas. And that should be part of the reason in terms of why you need some additional help. It's because you recognize you're not good in all areas, which is a great thing to learn, because now you know what to specialize in and the type of expertise you would like to have in your company. But more so, if you're beginning, it's possible to create a position for somebody who's looking to demonstrate what they know how to do in order to gain a position. But anyway, I'd like to have you think about that. We're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. But anyway, you listen to myself, Gene Hodge, going through six steps that have to do with getting your business off the ground. And I'll be right back to tell you the other two.
Hey, Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Ain't no stopping us now. Don't let anything get in the way. Once you get going, you get rolling, you're going to have lots of obstacles, but don't let nothing stop you, because it's going to be there. It comes along with getting anything off the ground. There are obstacles and challenges you're going to have, but don't stop. I'm here talking about six steps to go through in terms of hiring your first employee. Meaning you get to a point of doing so much yourself to get your business or your idea off the ground, and you realize you need some help, and that first employee is the one that we're talking about. How do you get the first one? Because once you get the first one, then you can go to the second one. I've gone through four up to six things. I'm just going to repeat them very quickly so you know what we went through. And if you happen to watch the show, our shows are archived on both Facebook and YouTube. Just go out, type in WTAN, I believe, and you'll find that, and you'll find the show. But anyway, but the six steps that I was talking about, number one was to make sure that you need the help. Number two was to know your numbers in terms of how you're going to pay the new help, because you got to consider things like the taxes and Medicare and those kind of things as well. So think about what's included and in terms of how much you want to pay them. Or there's some other ways that you may want to think about of paying them as consultants, or paying them whereby you pay them differently. But this is based on getting your first full-time employee. Okay, number three was getting professional support. Build your team of expertise with other individuals that are familiar with things that you're not familiar with, like bookkeeping, have an attorney on hand, accountants if you need those. Anyway, so thinking about things like that, hiring managers if you think that you might need one once you get the first one, but things like that. Number four was to set up payroll and accounting systems. Take advantage of the accounting and payroll software that's out there, but figure out a way to get the training, or the person that you hire has the training in those areas, so that you can now start to set up payroll systems and accounting systems and learn from them if you don't know, so you can learn how your dollars are spent. And if you have the knowledge, and just review what you're doing. But I had mentioned that there are ways of getting some of those systems. It's basically go out and purchase some of those systems and find someone that knows how to use those systems. And if you're good at those things, stay good in the areas where you're good at, and hire the others in the other areas. Okay, number five, position your employees for success. Okay, so okay, your first employee is the one that's probably the one that's going to challenge you, but give them something that's going to position them for success. It could be things like raises over a particular time, or promotions, or a level of responsibility, or putting your trust in what it is that they say they're going to do. There are lots of other things that you can find out where the other person wants to go. And if going through your organization with a certain level of expertise and knowledge, you'll say, I'll do this in return for gaining some experience. There's lots of things that can be worked out depending on you finding out where does your employee want to go. Okay, it's fine to think they want to stay with you, which is possible, but it's possible that they want to get some experience behind their belt so they can move on to something else. And I'd like to have you think about, can you be the source that helps get them going off the ground? That'll give you the knowledge of hiring a new employee or get more employees and know the expectations. But the more you believe in helping them get where they're trying to go, the more your business is going to take hold and begin to work for you. There's a lot that has to do with just understanding different people, working with other humans, because we're all good at different things. But that comes with your experience. But position them for their own success, which could be with you, because that's always possible, and depending on how much opportunity you're giving them. In many, many, many cases, it won't be the money. Money's not a motivator. Things that you like doing are motivators. Okay, that's my tip for today. Okay, number six was get ready to let go. Okay, I want you to think about that. Get ready to let go of that individual to help them move on to someplace else. Okay, expect that person to want to grow. Expect that person to try to get as much out of you that you're willing to give them. And I suggest giving them as much as you want them to have. But be prepared to say, be prepared to let them go and to help them go by recommending them going where they still want to go anyway. So think about that. Be willing to know that your first employee is made not be your long-term employee. They're your first employee that helps get your company to a certain level. And it's possible that they will move on. You might want them to move on. Let's look at both sides of the fence. The difference is that if you can help that person to grow, that person is going to be giving you the thanks for that experience that allows them to take that somewhere and grow. Plus, the experience that you get on hiring that first employee opens the door for you now to know how to hire many employees. So it can be a win-win situation, and I'm going to suggest that you look at that first employee as being part of a win-win situation. They're there to get started, and you're there because you need the help, and you want to grow just like they would like to grow, and whatever you can give them based on how much they take from you, that will help you in the long term. It can be, okay, so anyway, so in many cases, those rewards come back to you as to how you treated your employees, because your employees will go out there and tell the other employers, but they'll also possibly tell your customers based on how you prepared them in order to deal with the people that you may want to serve, if that's part of the role that you want them to play. But anyway, so I'd just like to have you think about that. Those are the steps that are suggested in terms of you hiring your first employee. And how do you get that person going that helps your company? And so that's all I've got to say about that. And I know our time is running out, but I just want to ask Mr. Matt, you got anything you want to say very quickly?
That's about all I got is out right now.
Good. Good. I've said enough to make you sit back and take it all in.
Absolutely.
All right.
But that's how you know it's a sign of a good radio show is that the information you're giving is so captivating I couldn't turn it off. That's how you know you did. That's how you know you did good.
Oh, really? Well, I call it an investment in my because I want everyone to find my videos sooner or later, so they can say they wish they knew about the show.
Well, not only that, but it's also an investment in your future running your own business.
That's true.
Because to be honest with you, there's stuff that I never knew about trying to grow a startup company that I've learned in the last couple of weeks just working with you.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Well, at least I know somebody's benefiting from it. But my investment in my topic is because I'm looking to take all of these, all of my archived videos and put that content into something that many people can benefit from. And so that's really what I'm looking for. And if any of you out there know how to do that or like to do that, then I've built the information. And that's my investment of time and service and looking forward to using all of that now and into the future. So that's my investment in my topic. And I think that's the investment a lot of people who are on the radio are doing. They're trying to get their knowledge out there so that it spreads.
The way I look at it, if you have a gift, why bother holding it back? Why not share it with people? Your gift is helping entrepreneurs not only get their businesses off the ground and running, but the other gift you have, which we'll find out in about 10 minutes from now, is helping people find employment.
You think that's a gift, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, that's a gift, because for some, and this has become more evident as I think the pandemic has gone on, it's become a lot harder to be able to find jobs and a lot harder to be able to find work. So a lot of the stuff that you talk about on the Employment Opportunity Hour, which we'll get to in about 10 minutes from now.
Less than that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But with the Employment Opportunity Hour, it helps people find not only a living, but potentially find a career that they want to spend doing the rest of their life. Because to me, there's a big difference between a job and a career.
Oh, you got to hear my definition.
Really?
Because I don't want anybody to have a job. I want them all doing what they enjoy doing.
Exactly.
Because they do what they enjoy doing all the time. Why not get employed doing that?
Right. I say this all the time. If you do what you love, the money will follow. Right? And I'd rather be working. Like for me, doing this, what I do here at the station, this is a career. This is all I've wanted to do. And that's what makes it fun for me to come in here every day and work with you and the various other hosts that we have here on the Tan Talker Radio Network.
Well, stay tuned for the next show that's coming up. I'm going to give you my definition of career.
All right.
Which may change some of your thinking.
And we are more than good with that.
But I'd like to have you just think about that.
There you go.
But now I hear the music.
Yep.
Which means my time is up. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way. I'd like to have you think about when you put together your own business, you get an opportunity to do it your way, along with the expertise of a lot of other people. But stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour so I can help you job seekers out there to find out how can you do it your way. Anyway, but stay tuned. And I'm just going to say that for the time being, we're out of here. And we'll be right back with something for you job seekers, because you can do it your way based on listening to me.